Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Iman Wali Ayub Bilal. We are here again to speak with you on the halal makeup of what we need as a people, as well working to establish the model community. And we need each other. There's no way we can think one can do it without the other. We need each other. This community that came through the history, whether you came in after the Honorable Elijah Muhammad passed, or you came living in the history of it, or you came in the time of Imam Washington Muhammad. Special information, special happenings in our times. And it really depends on how far you go back. There are some people that are still around that knew Farid Muhammad. No question about it. They may not be in the forefront that much, but they have something to add. And we have to always be those that will go back and get that which we had in the beginning, because in that is keys. What the Honorable Elijah Muhammad did in his earlier life, up until the point that his wife, Sister Clara Muhammad, may Allah be pleased with both of them, with all of them, when she going to visit with a friend to hear Master Farid, and then she introduced her husband to it, was the beginning of a world that she knew he needed. That's why it's so important about partners, husband and wife, wife and husband. Knowing each other, you see what you're going after. A lot of times brothers get it with brothers and sisters get it with sisters. That's a good thing too. Our history is in a way that we should be building right now. And I don't mean this minute out there working in our area. Most people would be off work at this point if that was their job. They'd be off already. But I'm just saying building the model community, building businesses, establishing stronger schools, educational facilities, hospitals, things of this nature, medical clinics. A lot of the problems that need to be solved in the society should be resolved by the same people in the society of the people that's feeling the pressure or need things done. And that really was a gift to us during the days of the nation to build for our people. Even though we didn't, in every city, we didn't build facilities. You know, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad gave us a picture in Chicago. They had places to live. He had supermarkets, the fine salam restaurant, barbershops, clothing shops. All the uniforms was made once upon a time in Chicago. Later on in life, as the Honorable Elijah Muhammad was getting a little sick, I seen even in Philadelphia where the ministers took the chance of making a few suits for brothers or sisters instead of sending to Chicago. But once upon a time, that was feeding Chicago. And what was the Honorable Elijah Muhammad doing with the wealth? He was building something else. Imam Muhammad helped us to know that the people that were running the market, the food market, were not necessarily business people. But what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad did was he would take from the number two poor that was sent to him from around the country and make sure that they knew, keep the shelves stocked. They don't want nobody visiting from another city and ever see empty shelves. They want them to see stock shelves, see that we're doing well. He wanted to give an image that we're always doing well. And I know for myself, because I did go to Chicago pretty regularly, but I know for myself, I felt good about what I saw. When I went to New York, I felt good. When I went to places in Jersey, I felt good about it. Because I seen progress among our own. Some was bigger than the other, but nonetheless, I saw progress. Philadelphia, we had progress. You know, we didn't have a lot of businesses at first. Later on, businesses started popping up. But we're in a day and time, 2023, where we should be all jumping on the thought of building the model community. what's the model community? That's what we want to have as a convention, talking to people, telling them what a model community looks like. We're asking everybody, look in yourself. How do you see it? You may not be one that's at the meeting itself to set it up, but you might want to mail in something when the time comes. We'll give the address and mail-in address and everything. You might want to mail in something, your suggestion. May not be a traveler. We know the basic individuals we need, but we want people who really just have a thought what a model community should look like for them, because you may be one of the ones living in it one day. So we should please your appetite, if I could say it that way. I myself can draw a picture of what a community should look like. But ain't the way it's supposed to be. We're talking about a model community from all of our thoughts shared. There's the statement in Quran, Shura Bainahum. And we'll come together on a decision.
Mm-hmm.
That decision is, how do we want to live? How do we want our place to look? And that model may set up models all across the country, or models that's taken from that and expanded upon. Me, myself, I like to think industries. We got to establish industries. And why do we have to establish industry? Industry is what can cover the cost across the nation. We mentioned it the other day. I'll mention it again. Go to Google. See what the largest meat processing plants in America, what is their poundage that they sell? What is the amount of money that they make in a year? And possibly you might want to know how many people they employ. When we establish industry, we have the funds coming in to take care of what we want to build, what we want to establish. Start off, we say the halal industry. That will represent our meat processing plant once we open it. As I said many times, we want to do a minimum of $1 million the first year of beef product. We're going to be doing something else, but our real count is going to be how much beef we sell. Not just because of more people eat beef, which they do, more than they eat lamb and goat. More of our people, that may change. You know, the race would be between beef and chicken. And the only reason why it looked like you eat more beef is because you can slaughter one chicken and got 5 pounds. And you slaughter a cow and you may have 1,500 pounds, all the way down to 600 pounds. I used to slaughter 10 animals and take 200 to 300 pounds off each animal to make the products I wanted to make.
Mm.
It was a special cut that I wanted from the animal, and I'd take that from the animals. But 10 animals I slaughtered, when I finished, he was able to sell the rest of the product as halal slaughtering. Not processed. I didn't process it. But halal slaughtering. There was brothers from overseas that used to come and slaughter. One time, one of my friends out of Trenton, New Jersey, back here, he was with me, and I went into the back to go look at the cattle to see which one I'm going to pick out, which ones I'm going to slaughter for myself that day. When I came back in, the brothers from out overseas, they were standing where we slaughtered the animal. The animal was on the ground, looked like somebody had been wrestling with him. He's breathing hard. He's bleeding. And I didn't pay attention, but I noticed that they was looking at me so hard like they saw a ghost. So I walked over. I took a right instead of going straight towards them, and I walked over to Kabir, and my back was to them.
Bakir.
Yeah, Big Bakir. No, Big Bakir was in front of me. Yeah, he was there. He used to go down regular with me.
Oh, okay.
So Bakir was, I said, why are they looking like that? He said, Brother Iman. He says, you should see these people.
Yeah.
These people are going to call us halal, and they shot that animal in the head.
Hmm.
And I said, well, that's why they looking at me like they see a ghost. But they knew Wali Bilal be down there slaughtering halal. We got to do for ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
We have to know that. Everybody, you know, some among your own might cheat you, but you can rest assured, not everybody that's not from among your own, but too many, will give you whatever they want to give you, and as long as they get what they want. And if you're looking in the news today around the world, USDA is kicking back meats, and a lot of it, some of it is just America-made, no question about it. It's not all halal that they're talking about. But most of the halal problem they're talking about is from overseas. Somebody from overseas, excuse me. I remember a time back years ago, there was a company tied up into Canada, picking up meats. Names was been used by the African American community. Build up like they were the big halal place. Come to find out, they were selling everything, including pork. That's right. It was reported. They touched the wrong stuff. Pork. They said something was slaughtered halal. It wasn't. They just brought it. It was dead, and they put the meat in their thing. We have to be able to see what we do for ourselves.
You know, you probably remember asking them, what do you all mean what is halal? You know?
Yeah.
Because
when they mess up,
we see what they say, we see what they do, but what is halal to you? How is this meat, cow, was he raised, grown, or fed from halal this meat?
What I learned through my days of slaughtering properly and processing the meats and following it back and forward is that their thing was if they don't have it, just put something there.
They won't know.
That's the that. Now I'll be honest with you. I didn't hear all of them say that.
Okay.
But the bottom line, that's their attitude. Well, no, that's their attitude.
Yeah.
But I'll show you. I didn't sell to the Foreign Brothers stores. Because each one of them, when I got in there and showed them my meat, yes, they like my meat. They want to buy it. But I have to ask them, is that pork right there? That they got on the shelf. Yes, brother. Yes, we sell pork. The people, they eat pork, brother. And I said, no. You are a Muslim. You're selling, and you got signs outside. You're selling halal. But you're going to let somebody come here and find pork up on the shelf.
That's all right.
Yeah, so he said, well, no, brother, the people, though. I said, you come from overseas eating halal. And going to come over here and feed my people pork, and the only reason you can do it is because they eat it. We're trying to get them to stop eating it. And you're a Muslim talking about it's authorized. And see, here's the thing with us as African-Americans, the senators say, well, we got to recognize up to a certain point, people see Muslims as Arabs, not necessarily Pakistan, Orientals or anybody, mainly Arabs. Arabs. But they mainly see them as like they're the spoken word for God. No, you can't do that. If you corrupt, you corrupt no matter who you are. In America, we have to be in charge of what's ours. We have to take care of what belongs to us. The market in America is a black market. I don't mean black marketing. I don't mean that like you're doing a crime. Black or African-American descendants of slave market. We have to recognize how much we put into everybody else but don't put in our own selves. I don't think we're going to have no problem, but I'm also talking to things that I witnessed when I was slaughtering regular. Yeah. Personally, I can't think of one family from overseas that I sold my products to. Now, it might be if I go back and research, because it's been a few years since I slaughtered and processed meat. But I stopped because I found the majority of them was doing just that, selling pork in their places.
Yeah.
And I just told them, I don't need that. I don't need your business. And I mentioned about the one up in Trenton who told me, brother, it's three people, brother, went to America. You tell them I went to Washington. Went to America and told them, three people can approve the halal, two Egyptian and one Pakistani. So I asked him, you mean I can't sell meat here? No, brother, you have to come through these three brothers. I told him, take the meat that I got as a gift for his children I made it clear, I know who you are. You don't know me yet, but we'll see. And they know me now because many of them, even African-Americans from Washington, from New York, who were certifiers of halal. I applaud the brothers. I don't remember their names right now, but the ones that came from the area of Washington and right in that area, when they came and seen how I took care of everything, they submitted and said, they didn't have to say this. I didn't know them from a can of paint until they introduced themselves. They didn't have to say this. They said, brother, we're looking at all that you have given us as material of how you do things, and we have to say you are better than us in your approval of what is halal. And that was honorable. The brother up in New York was doing it. He'll shave off something to make it look like it's good and it wasn't good. You know what I mean? So that wasn't right. Matter of fact, you know, I mean, there's brothers that would tie in with the few Jews that used to process for me, and I don't mean it in a bad way. They could do whatever they want in their place, but when we know they're doing the wrong thing, they can't do ours. So the one guy was doing something, and he tried to get the slaughterhouse to stop dealing with me. He said I said some bad things about the Jews. I didn't say anything other than the fact that I'm not going to do business with him no more. Because I seen where he allowed something to happen that shouldn't happen. It didn't happen to me. It happened to somebody else. But if you do it to one, you'll do it to another. We have to have our own places. We have to hire. We can hire other people, but we have to hire our people. We have to change the economic sway, if I can say it that way, for our people. Somebody writing on paper what we supposed to get but don't get it. No, what does halal want to do? What the halal industry is about? What we want to do is make money to put people in business. Look at your talent. Look at your strength. Who are you? What do you do? It don't all have to be about me. But what do you do or someone in your family do that could be a business? May have nothing to do with meat, animals at all. But they do it, and they need support to get in business. I had a conversation earlier today about some money in business. We'll tell you, I'll share it with you after we take a PSA. You there, James?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you, man. Mm-hmm. We'd like to read, As-salamu alaykum. I'd like to read from the 72nd Surah of the Quran, Al-Fin, or the Spirits. Ayats 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. In the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful. Say, it has been revealed to me that a company of jinns listened to the Quran. They said, we have really heard a wonderful recital. It gives guidance to the right, and we have believed therein. We shall not join in worship any gods with our Lord. And exalted is the majesty of our Lord. He has taken neither a wife nor a son. There were some foolish ones among us who used to utter extravagant lies against Allah. But we do think that no man or spirit should say aught that is untrue against Allah. Join us daily from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for an edition of the Halal Industry Do For Self with your host, Imam Wale Ayub Bilal, President, Founder, and CEO of Bilal Inc., and co-host James Bashir and Nate Muhammad. Interest of Bilal Inc. is to establish economics for the African-American people, descendants of the slaves of America. This program is to encourage people to unite and to build economic strength, to establish community life by doing for self, to build the model community. Connect at am360.org and 24-hour streaming at 701-719-4197. Call in live to speak to the host at 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253. Share comments at info@cwsc.us. tweet at CWSHURAA. Email us at info@cwsc.us. Visit AM360.org, Pan Corporation Community Wide Shore Conference at CWSC.us, or leave a listener comment at 910-317-0297. And if you want to ask a question or make a comment, we ask you to call 267-385-0259.
Repeat that.
Again, that's 267-385-0259.
Thanks, Brother James. Assalamu alaikum. Nate Muhammad here. The halal industry do for self. I'd just like to comment on the imam when he mentioned about our first part of our growth and the second part of our growth. To just say something just to, in that manner, because we've been getting a lot of flack about Nation of Islam at that time. It wasn't on the heart. It wasn't teaching the religion as a, from a Sunni standpoint. And yet we knew that. We weren't anywhere. All we, if you listen to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, may Allah be pleased, when he had said that we weren't ready for it. He was busy cleaning us up. He was busy giving us or pointing in the direction to get the knowledge of ourselves. To read, do research on our people, how we wind up, how did we get there. That was his whole objective, to make sure that you was upright, prepared to deal with the Sunni part of the religion. And as he said later, that someone's going to come and teach you the religion. And we all was prepared for it, so we knew that. So we wasn't worrying about it. You know, we can go all the way back to when we was, I know I was selling Muhammad Speaks in front of the movie, the Fox movie. The brothers, Ahmadiyya brothers come out and they called me a Kafir. I didn't know what he was talking about, Kafir. Man, I said, man, get on out of here, man. You ain't get no paper, get out of here. I didn't want to hear that stuff. And then not until the man Muhammad came in, he spoke on Kafir, Kafirin. And I said, disbelief. They called me a disbeliever. I said, what? Wait a minute. And right now to this day, I don't particularly care for that term because we don't use it among our people because of our condition and the direction that we came from. I can't call our people disbelievers. He had the right name for them back there, the Lost Fam. That's what we were. We were lost. And the Honorable Elijah Muhammad found us. And what did he do? Cultivated us, cleaned us up. I told a brother coming in into the mosque one time, yeah, Nation of Islam took us through a form of voodoo evolution. He said, what? I never heard nothing like that before. I said, yeah, because nobody never told you or you never talked to nobody. Or if you were in the Nation of Islam, you didn't come all the way through empowered to the end. Because we were right and prepared for what we call the second part of our growth. And the Imam would be Muhammad. He the one taught us all that. But he taught us that after we had to come face to face with if we did anything wrong to the people. We had to go back and apologize to them. And that there showed that the integrity. Because the integrity to what? To do what's right. To be fair and honest, even if it was against yourself. That's a perfect example of that. You had to be fair, whether the people, whether you understood, mm-hmm. You know, because I was perplexed, but I knew it was a great relief that when I got what I had to get off my chest, that was a great relief. So I sit back and I say, no way. These two part of our growth and development was important. It was important for the individual. I know it was important for me. I can only speak for myself. I know what it did for me. Mm-hmm. And everybody approaching, they had their own reason, how they do it, what they did. They had it. That was mine. This is mine. This is what enlightened me. this is what gets me to the point where I don't have a problem going back down to the same people we grew up with. You might have sat back and did all kind of wrong and stuff with them. And you can sit back and call them. You won't come back and call them, hey, you old Kaffir. You know, and that would have been an insult. Mm-hmm. Even if they didn't know what you was talking about. It's an insult. If you go back, share with them what you learned. Share your wealth. That's your wealth. Your wealth is not finance. Your wealth is your understanding, your experience. That's your wealth. And then through that wealth, sharing that wealth, we can join as one and create finance.
Mm-hmm.
Not going there, you look at them, you look how in a capitalistic world, they look at you for dollar signs. All they look at is the bottom line. We ain't making no money with you. We don't need you. That's what they worship. They worship the money. They don't worship what God said. Hold on. So it's important that we pay attention to, you understand, and reflect back. And those who did come through the first and second part of our growth, be proud of. Stand up. Be strong in your conviction. Because it took us through a path that we can articulate where we just come from. We can bear witness what we just came through. And when you see the other people, you can guide them through the same course there. And all that is coming through a bunch of blight. That's all we was subjected to. When you walk out that door, if you don't know what you're looking at, you're looking at a bunch of blight, foolishness. So this is our time, as the imam was always saying. This is our time. We were prepared for this. We were born for this, as the imam, may Allah be pleased with him, say. We was born for this here mission, you know? Whether we wanted it or not, Allah gave it to us. And it's up to us whether we accept it. But he always puts you in the position that, yeah, you're going to accept it because I made you that way. You appreciate what I've done for you. And that's why I was saying it's easy to accept this approach, this direction. We do have to unite. We got to get there, and we're going to have to get down to the people and remind them, you got to unite. You got to unite. You got to stop crying. Stop complaining. Stop pointing fingers. Because every finger you point at somebody else, the rest of them pointing back to you. And that's telling you that you have to get your stuff in order.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as you get your stuff in order, you can only be the example for yourself, not for nobody else, yourself. You're the first part. And if all of us work on being an example to ourselves, doing what Almighty God wants, it's no problem. Everything is just like the easy. Many hands make everything like.
Amen.
And that's what we need with these here programs. What we're talking about, we're trying to establish, we need the help. Not the kind of help that we're appealing to you. We're asking you. We ain't demanding anything. We ask. All we can do is ask, whether you come or not, alhamdulillah. If you do, alhamdulillah. If you don't, alhamdulillah. Doesn't matter. But we got to ask.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't nobody mad at you. Nobody forcing nothing on you. But we're going to keep on going. But don't come try to pull us back to where you at. Because we're going to rebel on that. We're going to push you. You had the opportunity. Let's do it. We still got this opportunity. We'd be here 7 days a week almost. Might as well say that with the same message. You allow industry, do for self. You build our model. And I'd like to just mic back over to Imam Bilal, the Snake Muhammad, the Halal Industry. Do.
Thank you very much. Yeah, once again, Imam Wali Ayub Bilal, the Halal Industry, do for self. And we thank everyone, whoever it may be, if it's a few, if it's a lot, that get a chance to hear and have in their own heart the desire to let's build something. Excuse me. I was speaking to some people earlier today, and it's a young lady, Caucasian.
Mm.
They've been trying to get me to sell the property, I guess at least 8 years. I think she even mentioned it today. 8 years she's been trying to get me from time to time. And she has a nice conversation. They want to buy it. They'll give me enough, a nice pay for it or whatever. Because they believe, her and the person that was with her today, who sounds Caucasian, but he said he's black. And I'm saying that for a reason, just to go into what the conversation was. And they were talking to find out. Suppose I found out, you know, the zoning changed. I said, they already changed the zoning. They changed it in 2018. Why? They weren't supposed to. We already know the steps. We're supposed to fight that. Mm-hmm. We'll fight that when that time comes. And maybe now time to fight for, but we still got to get some things done to build in the building, establish in the building. That's more important than worrying about whether we have to change the zone. The property was zoned a slaughterhouse and processing plant for more than 50 years, or at least 50 years, right, Nate?
Mm-hmm.
Nate used to live right in the neighborhood, seeing cattle. Grew up in the neighborhood, you know what I'm saying? And saw cattle and other things coming out the door. They were slaughtering there. They was processing there. And had nothing. Nobody had nothing to say.
Mostly pigs.
Yeah, pigs. They said mostly.
Mostly pigs.
Yeah, and they did. They did other things because they call themselves international poultry.
Poultry, that's right.
So they were doing turkeys. They was doing chickens, etc. So as we get it, the developers squeeze in. They want to take the property from the neighborhood of African American elderly people, etc. And they want to build. And enough. I don't have no problem with that building. I have a problem taking properties from people, squeezing them out of their property, regardless of what their race is. So anyway, she went on to talk, and it was a nice conversation. I told her, you know, I'm always open for them to come and say whatever they want to say. So he asked, was there any way we can get you to change your mind? So I said, we who? He said, the developers. If the developers can talk to you. I said, listen, I'm open for conversation. What a developer could do is come and be a part of what I want done. You want to build residence in the place. I'm talking about building for our people. We need industry. We need things that's going to bring wealth, economics into our community. And I don't mean just everything got to be in that one area right there, that few blocks. No, we're going to take profits and we're going to build business. So I told him, yes, we could talk. I said, I want somebody that got millions that can feel like, you know, scratching a few million off, ain't nothing but crumbs, to come talk to me and finance it. And if they help finance it, I mean, until we can get money in other places, until they if they finance it, what's the deal to pay them back? I said, well, that's all you want is money. You want your money back. So what I want is take this property and establish it into an industry that will put our people in business, more than one business, more than one industry. Nobody's going to help us do that. Yeah, you can build a house, an apartment building, and somebody collect. What do the people own? Nothing. I said, I'm talking about my people. That's when I mentioned. I said, you know, you both of you are Caucasian. And he said, no, I'm black. Oh, okay. Yeah, you sound different, but okay. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I said, but the bottom line is I'm interested in my people. Halal's Inc., the halal industry goal, is to build for our people. And that is the African-American descendant of slaves. Negroes, if you want to call them Negroes. Whatever you want to call us that we've been. We want to come out of that position and have something of our own. I told him, I said, you know, this may not be the subject you want to be on, but I said, I think the world that a God has put us in, Allah has put us in, I said it in that manner, I'm repeating it like I did it, is a great earth. If we would learn to love and help each other, we'll have heaven right here. I said, so I'm wondering why everybody want to develop around us in our communities, build banks, talk about how much money out there, but keep us out of everything and think it's all right. So, no, I'm not, I told them about the, when we finished paying off the building, August 2020, the person who represented the lady, which was his mother-in-law, that sold me the building, sold me the property,
he came in and he said, you know, we did exchange of paper, the final paperwork that had to be done. And he said, you know, the people that are developing and doing work down on the waterfront, down Delaware Avenue. I said, I don't know them. I'm familiar with the work being done. There's work being done. He said, well, they told me this morning to tell you that they'll give you $5 million a day if you'll sell it to them. And I told him, no, what am I going to do with $5 million? Was it going to be pocket money? $5 million won't get my people what we need. But if we establish industries, we can get it. That's in the developer. They want to come. They want to make money with me. I'm tied into Muslims around the country. We want to build. We want to build model communities. We want to build industry for our people. And in that building, I said, you all can make money. If you want to put your cash in my place to give me what I want, then just tell me how much I got to pay you back. Once we sign the agreement, we go to business, go to doing business. In other words, why am I saying that? To say what a champion I am or something like that? No. I would have liked that they came in talking about a meat processing plant and build the one I wanted. But they don't want nothing. I mean, I don't mean they mean to hurt us. They're into making money. They're into developing. So if you want to develop, come develop for me. Develop what I need for my people. I said, and I guarantee you I'll carry you around the country. You can make money everywhere you go.
Right.
Because that's your interest. You want to make money. I want to take our people out of poverty. I want to take our people out of making bad choices.
Forced to make them.
Forced to make them. Yeah. I want to put our people in a place that our children could grow up having some. And I don't mean just a little candy store. They can have that too. But we want industries as well. So they asked, can they talk in a couple of weeks? Yes, you can talk to me. You know what I mean? You can talk to me. Is anybody hearing me on the phone?
Yeah.
You can hear it? You can hear me on the phone? Okay. I apologize to you all. We have a problem with the studio on the computer, and we've been having that with this 7 days a week so far. And I was getting a call from somebody from one of the programs, and I thought he was listening to this one, but he didn't get on, obviously, because he called me, and I can't switch over right now. You know what I mean? So, I called him when I finished. He knew I was on this. He was supposed to be listening himself, he said. So I told him 6 to 7. So excuse me for that side chatter. But my point is, I'm fixed on my life is dedicated to taking whatever I know to put together for our people to have something. Not to be angry at nobody because we don't. Not to feel less than nobody because we don't, but come together and let's do it. And us from opening a store on the corner. For some is money. If we have some industries, the industries can lend the money. We got Graceline Credit Union. They're working to open up to service the people. Messages have refused to do anything with them right now. All they needed was some commitment from the messages to get the approval that you have enough. One of the parts of it is that we have enough interested parties that they can get certain permits to move to the next step, from the best that I can understand what's going on. But for the imams, even if you're going to do one in your masjid, you didn't do it yet. Some of this was asked a year or so ago. Some longer than that. But the bottom line is, how do we help each other? My goal is to have the count with them as soon as I can possibly have it. Once they're set up the way they need to be set up, Bilal's Inc., the halal industry, will have an account with them. Bilal's Inc. will call on people to invest. We'll ask the people to send the money to Graceline. The only way it wouldn't go straight to Graceline is if it wind up being Bilal's bank. I'm talking about this Bilal. You know what I mean? But we want to support Graceline. My point is, that was serious, but that was a joke. In other words, we are working to open up the industrial part first. Banks will come way down the line. Matter of fact, we don't never have to do it. The Graceline has already said they could spread. When we work on this property, we're going to place for them to be here.
that they could do what it is, small banking, but they could do it here. In some of our stores, we'll have ATM boxes from Graceline. We got to support our own. I mean, I like putting money in Wells Fargo, who I bank with. But I would love to put it in something that is mine, that I'm getting benefit from me or my people. You know what I mean? You know, all of them. All of them, that's right, going all the way back to what went with Wachovia.
Yeah,
and before that, you know what I mean? I've been with them for I don't know how many years.
Yeah,
so that's right. How about they made property from slavery too? We ain't got nothing to do. And I'm not mad at nobody because the ones that's in there, they ain't the ones that did it.
Right.
So we ain't mad at them, but we need to build for self. And then needing to build for self, we need a bank. We need hospital. We need schools. Not one in the country. We need, if possible, one in every city. One in every large city, minimal. You know what I mean? But if we got a small city, we need one in at least one. That's what we're talking about, finding the kind of industrial growth that the kind of economics come in. And no, we decide to establish a model community here, the next time we're doing it over there. And here could be anywhere. I'm not saying here in Philly. We're going to do Shore-Urbanahoe to find out where we're the first one to go. But we have to come together, lay out the design in our heads, talk. Then we have to come together to a Zoom or a convention. We do the Zoom first, talking to ourselves to build up who's going to represent what when we talk to the larger body. And when we go to talk to the larger body around the country, there may be not just one convention, one large convention. It might be a number. We might do one on the west, one on the east, one on the north, one on the south coast, same time, and one central. All at the same time. So people have four or five of them to go to. They can not necessarily rotate, but those on the West Coast can go to the one in the West Coast.
Mm-hmm.
Those on the East Coast can go to that one, et cetera, North, South, Central. And all of us can hear the same thing. Why? Because the Zoom we want to do is to find out those of us who have skills to discuss this. And it may be 10 people across the country, it might be 100 people across the country that got the same skill. Well, that's 110 people could talk the whole body, wherever they at, as a block of time. Not one person. I'm talking for Blouse Inc., but I'm not the only one talking. Nate gets on, James get on. When we make decisions, we sit at a table and make the decisions. But we got to even be bigger than that when we're talking about establishing a model community.
Mm.
We got to clearly listen and hear each other in a good way. We got to make sure we don't have that selfish thing that we see in some of our brothers who have a chance to do things by saying something about, well, we ain't helping those on it. They might say a state or a city or a message. We ain't working together. Where do we get this from? Allah taught this body of people that was once upon a time called the Negro coming to the nation how to work as one. Now all of a sudden, the imams who are great brothers, no question about it, but we got to come back to one table where we're talking from. Because whatever you're strong in, we can't hear it if we're all separated anyway. But if we all look at our strengths and get behind each other with the strengths, I always like to, when I come to something like that, I like to come to what Allah says to the angel Jibril, and that was to tell Muhammad the prophet, prayers and peace be upon him, to look out into the creation, then look into himself. And when he do that, look into himself, what I get out of that is, as you see the creation working as one, your body work as one. As your body work as one, your people should work as one. That's what we miss, and we forget to work as one, except for when we're in one room. All of us listen to that one person.
Mm-hmm.
No, that ain't the way it is. We listen to each other. We need each other to build.
That's right.
No one's going to give us anything, but Allah has given the same things to us that he's given to every other body of human beings. All we got to do is work together and build it. Nobody got no more money than we got. And the proof is who make everybody rich? We do.
Everybody
come in our community, we make them rich and forget close together with each other. So that's the thing that we have to look at. If we want to see ourselves grow, we have to grow as one. That's a command from Allah, not from me, not from some other imam or some preacher or the judge or the president or anybody. This is clear from God, working together. Believing in him, working together, will give us what we need to build the world that we want to live in. Those are the things we got to look at. Do we really want to live together? Do we really want to build together? Do we really want to do God's work? And if we can come to yes on all of that, then we should be reaching out to each other, pushing each other away, reaching out. The halal industry, total energy is to pull us together and do for self. It'll have plenty to give others afterwards, but we got to do it first for ourselves. We first got to stand up and be an offering to what is right, to the best look of things. And when we do that, we'll inspire others. What inspires some people?
Mm.
That you getting up? I used to make fun of him when he was down there. He was dirty and stinky and didn't have no money. We threw crumbs at him. We didn't feed him crumbs. We threw crumbs at him.
Mm.
You want this? Hey, here you go. And knew purposely when we threw it, it was going to hit the ground. We did that purposely, some people will say, about us as a people. So if we got up first by Allah's permission and worked to be a better image, that would make them act right. Because they don't want to be below us. Nobody want to be beneath us. They want to keep us on the ground. And it's all right to be on the ground if that's where you're sitting right now. But just to be put on the ground like you part of the dirt of the earth? No, that ain't us. If it's us, it's everybody. If we're going to say that, man made from the earth, our father, Adam, that's all of us. It's not just some of us. That's not just one or two of us. You know what I mean? So we have to recognize that. And if we recognize it, we work together, we pull the light together as God tells us to do it, and we find success. Without that, we ain't finding no success. Without what's necessary, we can't find it. And that's what we have to believe. We have to recognize that. Let me give the mic back to Brother James.
Thank you, Brother.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Join us daily from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. An edition of the Halal Industry Do For Self with your host, Imam Wale Ayoub Bilal, President, Founder, and CEO of Bilal Zinc, and co-host James Bashir and Nate Muhammad. The interest of Bilal Zinc is to establish economics for the African-American people, descendants of the slaves of America. This program is to encourage people to unite and to build economic strength, to establish community life by doing for self to build the model community. Connect at am360.org, 24-hour streaming at 701-719-4197. Call in live to speak to the host at 515-605-981 or 425-292-4253. Share comments at info@cwsc.us. Tweet at CWSHURAA. Email us at info@cwsc.us. Visit am360.org, Parent Corporation, Community Wide Shore Conference at csc.us, or leave a listener comment at 910-317-0297. Again, if you want to ask a question, a comment, we ask you to call 267-385-0259. That's 267-385-0259.
Thanks, Brother James. Again, Nate Muhammad, the Halal Industry Do For Self. I'd like to comment again on another a thing that the man brought up. It was about Graceland, establishing our own criteria. We got to remember that everything we're doing right now is at the intermediate stage. It's developing. All the way across the board, it's developing. And whatever structure we build to fit one, that'll be the blueprint to fit all, because it's a structure. Our objective is to unite, do for self, to build our model community. But with Graceland, he was just saying that through Graceland, with Wachovia, I just recently researched this, that they was one of the ones that brought slaves. And we were looking at the referee. What was that? Reparation. We was looking at reparation. And, yeah, maybe they should do something about it. Fine. But we should establish our own. Mm-hmm. We ain't got to worry about it. Whether they do it or not. We don't worry about that because we get our own. We go with grace fund. Put our little pennies together to raise our consciousness financially. That's what I mean by putting our wealth together, our experience. Sit down. They already have an idea of what they want to do. We get behind them. We get behind them to support them. But before we can do all that, we have to come together as one, unite. Then we can do for ourselves. Do it for ourselves is supporting him, feeding him. What I mean, feeding him, support him. Give him our undermining attention and share.
Undivided
attention. So we can build what the Lord says, how he wants us to do. It's important that we can get this here thing because society want to keep us down. They want to keep a foot on our neck so we can't breathe. We can't do anything. We can't work. We can't survive. By moving as one, uniting, those foots, shackles, everything comes out of the way. We don't have to worry about that no more because we be moving forward in a sense where they either going to have to support us, get on out the way. Because we at the end of that road. We can't go no lower. We can't go no lower than where we would. If that's the case, it's going to take 400 years to go all the way back to the slave ship. And we made too much progress for us to go backwards. We're going forward. We're going forward to establish the halal way of life through the model community. That's what we need. We need the consciousness that the people can have faith in themselves and their own people. Right now, society got us. We don't trust each other as a people because nobody never worked to bring us all together to sit down and learn how to trust each other. Mm-hmm. This is what we're talking about, uniting. We're going to have to, in order to unite, you're going to have to trust each other. We have a platform that we do lead with what Allah said and do things for sure. That's how we build independent trust. We have the blueprint. It's just a matter of doing it. It's going to be done, whether we want to do it or not, because Allah is in charge of this. I'm not in charge of this. I'm just a so-called spokesman, a reminder, a messenger, just to tell you, we're here to give you the message. This is where we want to go. We get there, alhamdulillah. We don't get there, alhamdulillah, in my time. But I know we're going to get there. So, we'd like to thank you for listening to another edition of the Halal Industry. Do for self with your host, Imam Wali Ayub Bilal, James Bashir, and Nate Muhammad. We look forward to you listening tomorrow for another edition. And with that, I greet you in peace. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.